Ron, how are you?
Happy betos.
Well, I know. You know, it's really good to be the king. I know it was a joyous occasion. I'm staying up late watching all the celebrations. What statement did the voters, not only in the state of Michigan, but around the country, make yesterday?
You know, they made one that they've made before. They're not happy with the way things are going now, and they want to do it in a different way. They want change, but they don't want the change that was brought about the last time. So, especially this is about Michigan, the vote we saw here. I mean, that's what we were focused on in this state. But what we were focused on was bringing about the kind of government that can create jobs. And we haven't done a good job at it in this state, and now we have to do a better job. And it's time now for Republicans to get together with independents and Democrats and support the kind of agenda that Rick Snyder is going to put forward, a transformational agenda that is going to create the business environment we need for jobs.
Ron, why did Rick Snyder beat Virge Bonero by a 59-39% vote in that gubernatorial race?
Well, I think that Virge Bonero represented what we had been doing, and Rick Snyder represented a new direction, and he made it very clear. I mean, he came out with his 10-point plan right in front, and he's going to execute in that plan. I mean, this is all about having a vision and then, and then a mission and developing a strategy and tactics and executing, and that's what Rick Snyder and the people of Michigan obviously feel. Rick Snyder can do that job and can make the kinds of decisions and provide the kind of leadership that are necessary to bring about what we so sorely need in this state.
Ron Weiser is the chairman of the Michigan Republican Party. Ron, in 2008, lots of sweeping changes and victories for the Democrats, not only winning the presidency, but also taking over Congress. 2 years later, the Republicans make changes. I was saying to Mike Rogers, who was on the program earlier, is this a statement by the American public saying you get 2 years to make things happen? If you don't, we'll try and find a better person for the job?
I think so. I mean, we have to perform now. We've talked about doing things in a different way, and we need to step out there and do that, and especially here in this state. I mean, we now have a supermajority in the Senate, as you know, with 26 seats and 63 seats in the House. I mean, a 20-seat swing, which is historical, and we've elected every single statewide official. That's the support of the people, but you can see how much it's changed from 2006 and 2008. And the people are not going to be satisfied unless we deliver.
All right, Ron, I got about 15, 20 seconds left. What's going to be number one on your agenda for the next couple weeks?
Well, we're gonna take a look at where we are with our grassroots organizations, because they're going to have to support this kind of agenda, the transformational agenda that Rick Snyder is going to have to put through, get ourselves organized, and make sure we stay involved. We can't just say, hey, the election's over, you know, let's sit back and see what happens. We've got to be involved with this process, and I think all the people of Michigan have to be involved with this process.
Ron, thanks so much for your time, and congratulations.
Well, thank you very much. It's been worth the effort, but now we have to deliver.